Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Welcome back, everybody, to Not Another True Crime Podcast. I'm Sarah Levine.
And I'm Danny Murphy. You know, we're your partners in wine, crime, time, anything that rhymes. And Sarah, summer's over.
Don't say that.
I'm so happy. Are you kidding me?
Ugh, no, I don't feel like it's been that bad. I've also been inside a lot more than usual because I don't have to take the subway to work.
That is why you want summer not to end, because it has been hot.
I mean, I just don't want the winter. And like New York, we don't have a fall.
That's true.
Let's be real. Like fall is like 2 weeks.
Our fall is already happening because it's been nice out. So I think that's just what's going to
exactly
go down.
Ugh.
But this is, you know what is, the constants in life is that New York doesn't have a fall and catfishes are good at catfish.
Oh my God. I know. Call Neve.
Well, wait to the end of this because we're going to have to call him for a few things. Because I thought literally this would be a prime catfish episode, but it was on this, apparently it kind of got all the attention because it was on this YouTube series called Catfished. So I was like, oh, Neve pivoted. And I'm like, oh no, this isn't related to him at all.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like they got to sue for some infringement of sorts.
They got to do something. Right? So I'm not really sure what will be going down with that, but I was very surprised that it is not at all related to it. But what I saw this headline and kind of was like, oh, this is immediately something that is going to have to be discussed here. And I feel a lot of other people probably did when I just saw Stranger Things, catfish, woman left husband.
Yes.
A lot of roof stoof going on here.
Roof stoof. That's the German way to say it. Oh my God, that's so funny.
Yeah. So obviously Stranger Things, an extremely popular show with very diehard fans. It's kind of, I don't know if it goes to Comic-Con because I guess it's not a comic thing or whatever, but it could have its own con, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of a con for this. And not the con we're talking about today.
No, wait, yeah, that's true. They made their own con.
Unfortunately, I feel like.
And I mean, I already know Michaela from Kentucky, I believe, because they didn't put her last name, and I shout out to that. Who hasn't watched a movie or a show and thought, oh, I'd risk it all for this person? You know what I mean?
Oh, totally.
You're telling, if any person, because if any person listening right now, if Paul Mescal or Zendaya DM'd you saying, hey, uproot your life for me, you wouldn't?
Well, this actually was an episode of Catfish where this girl gets catfished by Lil Bow Wow, or Bow Wow now, who was actually just a woman.
Oh,
it was a good episode, honestly.
Well, wow. It's a woman.
Indeed. I mean, it was wild because like the catfish sent the girl that they were catfishing like a couple thousand dollars to just be like, see, I am rich and famous and I can just afford to send you money. So I thought
okay, so you know,
I was like, it's kind of convincing. Good grift.
I would take the money and just be like, okay, now I have now you're just my sugar daddy. Bye.
Yeah,
have a good one.
No, for sure.
Wait, imagine, I know it's not, but like imagine if that Ethan guy was just being catfished by a fake Ariana Grande. She's like, who?
Oh my God.
He's like, I left my wife and my child and I'm in the public. I'm like, what? Ariana's like, what's going on? I'm not in Wicked.
Oh my God.
No, but that aside, unfortunately, that moment of being like, oh, I'm so in love with this person on the screen got a little too real while also getting a little too fake for Michaela.
Uh-oh.
She fell victim to a very intense catfishing scam where she went all the way in. And can I say, at least, you know, this girl is committed, not to her husband, but she's committed to her online forums. The whole end game of this, and we'll get into like how this went down. She divorced her husband, sent $10,000 worth of gift cards to someone.
Gift cards.
I know.
Gift cards are like the currency of scammers. Oh,
they really are. And you know what? If someone tried to scam me asking for gift cards, I would give it to be the most local chain possible.
Right. So it's fucking useless.
Here's $300 at the coffee shop down the street from my apartment.
Wait, yes.
I'll see you there.
And then you have a stakeout so you can catch them.
And I just be like, what are we? I was like, can you just get me a latte too and we'll call it even? So Michaela, film artist and now single mom. So she's like a creative type. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
The type. And I relate to her inherently because I'm like, I
she's
also
she's a single
deeply
mom who works too hard. Who loves your kids and never stops or whatever.
Wait, can I say that ties in? Because I relate to her because I was such an indoor kid. After school, 2006. Catch me on Tumblr watching Reba and then Gilmore Girls on Freeform. ABC Family.
Oh, yeah. ABC Family. That's a deep cut.
I'm like, what are you doing after school? I'm like, not my homework, baby. I'm watching Reba and her dentist ex-husband with the wife. And oh my God. And the guy from Shameless. Oh, such a crew. Such a cast. So there's layers to it too. Like, she wasn't in a good marriage to begin with. The husband she said was toxic and they just was not good. So I'm glad that, if anything, all worked out because she left him.
True. Very true. Just she could have been richer in gift cards.
Sixpence, quite the richer, yeah, as that new band would go. Because of this, she allegedly found comfort in online artist forums to make connections.
Sure.
Sure, get a community where you get your community. Some people do Zog sports, so you can't blame her for doing this.
I definitely used to be in like 3 sports leagues.
Oh my God, I did kickball and I was like, why am I? I was like, I'm not. I realized I'm like, I'm not the person. My future friends would not be doing kickball on a Wednesday.
I actually refused to do kickball because everybody that did it, not everybody, but a lot of my friends got seriously hurt. Like, there was one game where 2 or 3 people ended up in the hospital and I was like, I don't have good enough health insurance for this, so this is not for me.
I think your friends were in Fight Club. So one of the posts, because of course everyone's looking into like her post, seeing what was going on, was, I'm incredibly excited to connect with fellow filmmakers who share the same passion for the art of filmmaking. I'm currently seeking creative collaboration opportunities and I believe that together we can create something truly remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Little Greta Gerwig. Things got to a whole new level when she received a DM from DKMH. Donna Karen's like, don't put me in this. This is not DKNY. And the DM was kind of like, hi. Like, it wasn't that, but it kind of gave that vibe. Just like, hey, how are you?
Like, hey, with a bunch of Ys.
Yeah. Hi. Oh my God, what are you doing here? Or it's like that Snooki sound. Why is everyone acting weird towards me? They eventually were like, so don't tell anybody. But I'm a well-known actor named Darcy Montgomery.
Ooh, that's a very Regency name. I love it.
Yeah. Oh, right. And for all you STDs out there, Stranger Things diehards.
Do they call themselves that or do you just make that up?
Can I tell you something? I've only seen one episode of Stranger Things. I'm sorry.
No, I watched the first season. I really liked it. But then you know how Netflix, like, they take 5 years in between seasons. And I was just like, I'm a different person now. I don't care.
I'm also like, that's the thing. By the next season, like, Millie Bobby Brown's going to be collecting AARP. She's like, guys, I started this when I was 12. Now she's engaged to a Bon Jovi or a John Jovi. I don't know.
I know, right? Danny, that's so New Jersey royalty. You got to put some respect on his name.
There's a Bruce and there's a John Bon Jovi. It's like Ireland and Northern Ireland. That's all. I won't get into it, okay. But I'm a Bruce. The people from New Jersey knows one of those men tip very, very well and one of them don't. Allegedly.
Oh my God, T. Okay.
And the one who doesn't tip well has a rest stop named after him. Allegedly. Oh,
T. Okay.
I get sued by Millie Bobby Brown and her fiance. I'm like, take my studio apartment, girl. Go for it. So, but for anybody who does not know the show, this context is not going to help you, but he plays Billy Hargrove.
I'm like, yeah, I stopped at the first season because I have no idea who that is. Oh, well.
I stopped when they were like, it was like a Ouija board and like Christmas lights and like something about
like the whole
aliens.
Show, to be honest.
And I was just like, what's happening? And DKMH, so his user, the username on this forum was the title of his poetry book, which I kind of love that he's like a poetry.
Like, what does it stand for?
I don't know. I chose not to dive into the poetry.
That's probably smart.
Also, like, I'm just like, everyone can write poetry, but like, what does this like hot actor, straight guy's poetry entail? Mm. Who knows? Maybe he has stories. I don't know. Let me not judge him as I'm judging him. And Michaela's like, so me and my man really hit it off. But of course, I'm suspicious from the get-go until he starts doing things that make me believe that he is who he is.
Okay.
Which sucks, yeah. Although they never met in person, duh, because I feel like Michaela, if she's a fan of the show, would pretty quickly be like, oh, in person doesn't click. She says that Montgomery was always complaining to her about his relationship issues. And I feel, because this kind of goes to the romance scams we did a few weeks ago, I think people probably can pick up on cues of like, oh, you're on this art forum looking for connection and like you're mentioning asides about your relationship not being great. Let me manipulate that. Okay, so now this man opened up to her and was talking about how his girlfriend, Liv Pollack, who like actually was his girlfriend at the time, controlled all of his bank accounts. He had money problems. So now this actor on Netflix is like, can you send me cash,
Liv? Oh my God. I'd be like, babe, talk to your agent.
Right? Babe, do an Instagram post. I'm like, Liv is not helping me. Liv, laugh, love to the bank. And I mean, obviously actors are striking and we stand with them. But everybody right now, do not Venmo Sydney Sweeney if she DMs you. It's not Sydney Sweeney. Right?
Oh my God.
She's like, guys, me and my family, we just need to get some more accoutrements for our next party. We're like, Sydney, we saw how the last one went. You don't want to be in the press again, girl. That is one thing. She says that's one thing we actually bonded over. And basically through the relationship, he was venting to her after a few months about how controlling his partner was. And she was like, oh my God, my partner's very controlling me. He doesn't get to do the things he wants to do. She's always there. She always gets to supervise. And they kind of were like kindred spirits with this. And she went on to say like, yeah, no, that's exactly like I feel you. And after a year of private messaging, Montgomery had asked Michaela to be his girlfriend.
A year?
That's where I'm like, girl.
Like, no.
It's what's going on here? Give me, if I'm DMing you for 3 months, I'm like,
no, a couple months. Are we exclusive? That's like
a month.
At most, then I'm out, especially because it's like, you're just private messaging. So it's not like you have to be out in public together, you know?
That's true. Yeah. You're like, there's no commitment for me. Truly. Just commit to me. Guys, this is how it's hard out here.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Still, they never met in person. And then the fake actor, Montgomery, told Michaela, don't tell anybody. We have to keep this on the low because I'm still in a relationship with Liv.
Uh-oh.
And this is where it gets two levels of, huh? Because while all this is going on, so Montgomery at this point was like, you can't tell anybody that we're in a relationship. But he also did say, it's me or your husband.
I don't. What?
Why are you making her do this? I mean, it seems like it was for the best because, like, she doesn't seem to like her husband. But, like, still, why are you making her do this?
I feel like that is every man on Reddit who's like, I can date other people, of course, but you can't.
Oh, that's, like, every, like, I feel like from in your wheelhouse, like, the am I the asshole is like, my wife is mad that I hit on girls all the time. Should I let her leave the house? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, my God. Michaela then broke the news to her now ex-husband, and she went, listen to the song. No, imagine if, like, how would you feel if you got divorced with a Dreamgirl song? I think I'd be okay with that.
I feel like that would be worse. Unless they're a really good singer, then okay.
Oh, that's true. And I'm telling you, I am going. Yeah. Or, like, they paid Jennifer Hudson $25,000 to do that. J-Hud would probably do it for free. She's like, for the story? And I'm telling you, I am going, you're not the best man I've ever known. And there is a way I will let you go. Okay, maybe
this,
I need to
this
do...
This works.
I might need to get into... What divorce is that
gram,
thing where...
It's like a singing divorce telegram.
And they're like, you're off key. I'm like, yes, so's your key in the lock, babe. She already changed them. Pack your bags! Where she was like, listen, it's not working out. You're not letting me be me! You're not letting me be free. Okay, she is.
Is this actually poetry. Song lyrics? You're not letting me be me. You're not letting me be free. I said you need to leave. Is this from his poetry book?
Wait. She probably did go like, I'm going to break him up with a little Easter egg.
Yeah.
Maybe she's a Swiftie too. A little Easter egg. I'm breaking up with man number one with writing from man number
right?
two. And so with her husband out of the picture, and Michaela now raising her 7-year-old daughter, Montgomery popped the ultimate question.
Which is, will you give me $10,000 in gift cards?
Will you just pay me, please? So right after this, she
Wait, so
goes,
they got engaged?
My queen.
Is that what you mean?
Not, I wish, for her sake.
Okay.
I mean, not really, but you know what I mean? He goes, my queen.
Oh.
I need some more money.
Oh.
So sent the scammers $100, $200 gift cards, payment apps, cryptocurrency, all this stuff. So it's very hard to track anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All from different regimes. Michaela would also receive money back. So kind of what you were saying earlier from Montgomery in the forms of gift cards and checks. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, one was written out to 50 of 100. I don't even know if she ever cashed it, but kind of be like, okay, I'll give you a little bit, but you have to give me more. So, like, kind of like keeping the money flowing.
Yeah, so that she thinks that she's going to get the money back at some point.
Mm-hmm. Where she was able to make a bank account to deposit the checks into and send the money back to him. So I think they ended up making like a joint account too. So now he kind of would send to himself. So this is mainly giving major romance scammer vibes. And on top of that, this also then she was kind of getting a little suspicious. I was like, okay, what's going on here? So the catfish, they found out Montgomery wouldn't need any of this at all because, well, here's where it gets.
Well, first of all, nobody needs that. Like, nobody needs to have their cash tied up in gift cards.
That is very true. So he made about the real actor made about like $150,000 for the 19 Stranger Things episodes he appeared on between 2017 and 2022. I kind of got interested because I did the math. That's $8,000 an episode. That's more than I can pay for a day
for
work,
sure.
Obviously. I think anybody listening, I mean, if you get paid $8,000 for a day of work, DM us.
Yeah.
just let us know what you're doing that we should be doing. But the show is so popular, I'm kind of like go off strike. Like, I feel like they should be getting more. I'm like, how are you? Isn't that show watched by like everybody but me and you?
Facts. Like, yeah, I mean, 5 years worth of work.
I don't know. I just thought
it is interesting.
But people were like,
especially
because
it's like, who knows what you're able to, you know, get in the meantime if you're filming. So,
and what their contract is. Mm-hmm. So the channel figured out quickly. So this YouTube channel, Catfished, figured out that one of the checks was forged. So I remember those checks that he was like, oh, babe, just cash it. Fake. With multiple other fakes, with the same signature being found all around the internet. Because that's also celebrities, their signatures are just on the internet.
Oh, that's true. Remember when you would like write to Ashton Kutcher and like get a you know, mass produced like signed headshot?
I have never written to Ashton Kutcher.
I don't know, not him specifically, but you know, like in the back of J14, they'd have like all the celebrity publicist addresses and you'd be like, okay, let's get like a thing for my wall.
And then, but also, so that's why I can't even blame Michaela, because I would get something back from someone. I'm like, they wrote this for me.
Right.
I'm like, this is for, okay, what's happening now? So they're trying, I feel like they can't really track down exactly who the person is, but they're actively looking to track this person down. And this story really got a lot of heat. So I feel probably the second after we finish recording this, we're going to find out who it is. But we will be keeping multiple tabs open for this. And I just hope Michaela gets a little, Michaela needs some justice.
Agreed. Justice for Michaela.
Justice for Michaela. I want to like also maybe, I don't know if she's ready to date again. I feel like, doesn't You Up do dating makeovers? Help her just I don't even know if she needs a makeover. Just help her get her dating.
I feel like she just needs to listen to our romance scam episode and be like, here are the signs for next time.
She's like, yeah, oh, that's true. I was going to say she would have been like, a little too late, Sarah, but thanks for the link,
It's funny because I feel like part of the reason this worked is because, I'm sure I'm going to get attacked for this, but I feel like this guy is not a main actor. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not like one of the original kids. So, because I feel like if one of those people who's really at the forefront was DMing you, you'd be like, no, this is suspicious. I mean, yeah, he's in 19 episodes. So that's a lot, but there's been like 4 seasons. So I feel like that's also part of what makes the scam work is they're famous, but they're not too famous.
That is true. And also, you know, he's from Australia. Ooh. So maybe you're not that familiar with what he is. No, he is. And he is still dating Liv Pollack.
Damn. She's like, now why am I in it?
Yeah. She's like, now people are saying I'm controlling. And like, but that's what's so crazy about Stranger Things. He's not even one of the most popular ones. He has 9 million Instagram followers.
Okay. I take it all back.
maybe we got to learn more about this boy. He was in Elvis. You know, let us shut up about Dylan. Darcy Montgomery. Darcy Cade Montgomery Harvey.
What a name.
And he did do the poetry book. So like,
so that's a real tidbit.
Yeah. So that's the thing. The person who they did their research, and it's the cover. I just need everyone to know it's Up's planet. It's Saturn.
Okay.
And it's a book about ego, love, anxiety.
Okay.
Can I just say the biggest scam is being hot?
Why?
Imagine if I went to a publisher and I was like, so I want to do a book, Saturn on the front cover. And I just kind of wanted to be like, ego, love, anxiety.
I feel like ego and anxiety are mutually exclusive. Like nobody who has anxiety has a big ego. That's why you have anxiety.
That's true. Oh, and anger too.
Oh, and anger. All right. We're just covering it all.
And it was also a small mixed media podcast. I don't.
What is a mixed media podcast?
Again, being hot. He's like, it's mixed media. Everyone's like, oh, yeah. Okay. You know who I'm more interested in?
Yes.
Welcome to Miami.
Yes, we're taking you to Miami. This case I found out about from Instagram, actually. It's very fitting.
It really is fitting.
Yes. So we are going to be talking about a Miami real estate broker who just did some little COVID relief fraud, which a lot of people did, honestly.
Can I say, like, I feel everybody did it but us.
I know. And I actually just listened to, I'm still listening to this season of Queen of the Con, which did a whole season on this one girl who like did this whole COVID relief appropriation thing and used it to like get a BBL. But yeah, a lot of people were faking needing these PPP.
You know what I would say? I wonder if they could like do a BBL. You're like, we have to stay 6 feet apart. That's helping me social distance.
Yeah, right.
My butt is bigger, so people have to stand away from me. Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Your Honor.
So true. So Daniela Rendon is a Miami real estate broker, and she allegedly misused $381,000 of COVID relief funds to fund herself her best life. So
she did.
And that is ultimately costing her almost a 3.5-year prison sentence. So the 31-year-old was indicted in February on 7 counts of wire fraud, 2 counts of money laundering, and 1 count of aggravated identity theft. Woof. And this is all, by the way, coming from a news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Florida. Mm-hmm. So Rendon pleaded guilty in April to 1 charge of wire fraud, which holds a maximum sentence of 20 years. And during her sentencing in Miami federal court, which was on Thursday, according to the Miami Herald, she claimed she unlawfully applied for COVID-19 relief funds because she believed everyone was doing it at the time.
She's not wrong.
Like,
she's not wrong? And can I say, I love that she was just like, Your Honor, why am I here? Like, come on. Everyone, like,
She started it.
Yeah, she's like, I wanted to go to Cabo too. They're like, during the pandemic? Your Honor, yeah. I would have done the Kim Kardashian after careful testing.
Oh my God, yeah.
But I love that she didn't even try to like, the one benefit, but I like that it was kind of like, she's like, yeah, this is why I did it. I'm not going to try to lie to you right now.
Yeah, literally. So then she did say that after she got caught, she realized that those who suffered from her actions were not the quote, faceless entities of the U.S. government, but rather the countless individuals and businesses who needed aid during an unparalleled period of economic distress. So listen, whoever her attorney, PR person crafting her statement is, like, good job on that one, because the wording is good.
Hats off to that. And I like that it took her that to realize it. She's like, oh, that's what these are for?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that, Your Honor.
I also like, because I feel now there's so many people getting caught for this type of fraud, misusing these funds. Can we go back now and give that money to the people who got denied who would have actually used it?
Benefited it? Or they're like, oh, yeah, we needed that now. We actually had to go out of business. So thanks.
No, seriously.
So follow-up, I would say, thanks for the memories.
Thanks for the memories. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jonathan Balin recommended a 3.5-year sentence, while her Robert Mandel, Rendon's defense attorney, asked for 5 years probation. I mean, that's how it always goes, right? Like, the defense attorney is like, we want this sentence. Like, what was it? Oh, my God. Like, I feel like the prosecutors in Ghislaine Maxwell's trial were like, yeah, she should get life.
Oh.
And Ghislaine Maxwell's attorneys were like, she should get 4 months. And we were like, bitch, what?
They're like, guys, come on. Like, they're like, now you're being a little crazy, don't you say?
I know. Like, I understand a negotiation tactic and meeting in the middle, but like, be realistic.
But also, that's not the middle. That's not the mean, median,
well,
or
it's
mode.
Like, they go high, we go low. Michelle Obama, shout out. No.
That's true.
And then
we be the Maren Morris
sentence.
As the judge.
There we go. So U.S. District Judge K. Michael Moore sided with Balin in sentencing, in part due to Rendon's confession. She also wrote a 30-page apology into the court. So that is a lot.
She went full on
like high YouTube video. Like,
oh my God. Thank God she did not do a fucking ukulele video.
I know.
I mean.
I know. So the judge said in court, it's not as easy to see that you're really stealing from your neighbors, your friends, and other citizens. It's the victim's money that goes to the treasury that makes it possible to have these kinds of programs. In addition to the prison sentence, she was ordered to pay close to $200,000 to the U.S. government. And the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Florida said Rendon submitted fraudulent applications seeking COVID-19 relief funds from the Small Business Administration and the Paycheck Protection Program, which were the PPP loans, which she said were for her real estate business. And she did this by falsifying her revenue and payroll and also submitting fraudulent IRS tax forms.
That's also, it's so crazy to think where you're like, everybody's doing it. You're like, yeah, but you're falsifying government documents.
Yeah, it's not just like checking a wrong box on a website. Like you're, this is a lot. I mean,
it's not downloading
this is some
threads.
Real deliberate effort. Exactly. Yeah.
You're like, girl, you're playing with some matches here.
Right. It's not just when you read the terms and conditions and are like, yeah, I agree. You know?
Oh, yeah. You're like, oh, who cares?
No, exactly. You're falsifying your tax returns like that. So she got about $381,000 of the fraudulent funds and then pretended to disperse them through her business by giving them to her family members and friends, which I'm like, so
make it rain. I think it was kind of like, so not everything was in her account, I'm kind of guessing, where she's okay. Like, okay, let me hush this up. Let me Venmo you 500. Let me Venmo you 400. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then she, she also got a, so what did she use the money for? She got a 2021 Bentley Bentayga. She paid her rent, okay, on a luxury Biscayne Bay apartment and also paid for, see, she got plastic surgery,
mm-hmm.
among other things. But also, this is Miami, so of course she got plastic surgery.
Yeah. She's like, and you want it with a check? I was laughing where it was like aggravated identity theft. I would love how savage would a judge be if it's like, your face looks different now. This is aggravated identity.
Oh, my God.
Because who are you trying to be?
Right.
Pull up the photo from sixth grade. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if your phone doesn't recognize you anymore, that's identity theft. And then the indictment was made after the attorney general launched a COVID-19 fraud enforcement task force in May of 2021 in order to combat and prevent pandemic-related fraud, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of Florida, and they put out a press release about this.
Yeah, that's happened a lot in Florida.
Yeah, and so the Office of the Inspector General for the Small Business Administration reported in June that at least 17% of the $1.2 trillion that were given in PPP loans and also like just other relief loans were obtained through fraudulent means. So this is going to keep happening, honestly.
Forever. And there's like, they're not going to be able to unpack all the people. They're not going to be able to find all the people who did all this.
No.
I mean, maybe they will, but.
Well, I'm pretty sure ProPublica has a database of like people who got PPP loans. So they're probably just combing through.
They're like, who's coming around the
mountain?
That's
how you can check to see if like your influencers claimed PPP loans. Like, it's out there.
Oh, wait. Okay, now that's my new activity. I want to check.
Yeah, so I feel like the government is just like, okay, what's the tea?
What's the tea? They're like, who's annoying us on our feed today? Let's see if we can get them with some aggravated identity theft after their plastic surgery.
But actually.
And this was from like earlier this month, the final story. And it's funny because it kind of correlates to two reasons, because you did bring up Ghislaine.
Oh, God.
And she's also in Florida. And Sarah, I'm very curious about your thoughts for this. Apparently, she is rediscovering her Jewish faith.
No. Immediate no. We do not claim her. We reject. Jewish people, I feel like, are the most welcoming, but like, absolutely not.
You're like, girl, no.
No. I mean, normal people have to get refused 3 times. I mean, that's kind of like the lore, right? Not every, you know, rabbi will do that, but they say that you get refused 3 times by a rabbi, but no, she's just getting permanently refused.
She's getting, you're like dancing
immediate,
lobsters.
No, black, immediate no. You're excommunicated, even though we don't do that.
Yeah, she, but yeah, she apparently adopted her late father's Jewish faith behind bars to try and get better benefits.
Respectfully, also, like, I just feel, I'm like, are you aware of the public opinion of Jews? Like, that, if you want to be seen as, I don't know, reformed and a better person, like, I feel like pick a different religion.
Well, also, especially, I'm like, girl, the people that you're siding with, I think, like, I don't even know who she clings to for support now. Like, if she's on the right or the left or the bop it, I don't even know where she goes. But yeah, I feel like I don't know if she knows what she's doing with this.
Yeah, I'm like, that's, you know, there could have been a better PR strategy.
So,
like, discover Jesus, you know.
That's kind of the
way people tend to go with these things.
Yeah, I don't know. So she gets kosher food, which is costlier, and I guess like maybe she wants to just feel special because it's not the one that's always out there.
Actually, what's funny is, I feel like that was a plot line on Orange Is the New Black. of someone, right? Of someone wanting kosher food because they thought they heard it was better.
Yeah. Oh my, she probably watched Orange is the New Black. Wait, yeah. That's so
and she
funny.
Was like, oh, good idea.
She gets access to a rabbi. I don't know. I guess that's a like maybe just to talk to someone.
Cool.
Sure. And is excused work for 25 hours from sundown on Fridays to observe the Sabbath. Now I understand why she did it. She's like, y'all, I'm not working.
But I feel like the real gag is like, you can't turn on the TV. You can't write. You can't buy anything. So she can't go to the commissary on Shabbat. So
that's true. I guess that's when she talks to the rabbi. She's like, hey.
Yeah.
How are you? But it is because I'm like, it's so odd. Like, it is such an obvious ploy, I guess, to do this, or maybe just to kind of like, maybe she just wants to feel special again. So she wanted to like have this change in announcement in prison. She can also break from prison chores and Jewish holidays. I would love them to be like, so Ghislaine.
Good, so fast on Yom Kippur. Have fun. Like, I'll see you in a couple weeks.
I would love them to just hold up a calendar and be like, so July, which Jewish holidays? September, which Jewish holiday? Since you know, like,
and I know, she'd be like, I know. You can't just do the high holy days. Like, you got to be doing the, like the tree holiday, we have one for that. We like you got to be doing all the random obscure ones and the ones that are no fun.
She's also eligible for the associated wine or grape juice and breaking of bread. I don't think they're giving actual wine in prison, are they? I can't imagine.
I don't even know what that means or refers to. But also prison Passover food? That's got to be so bad.
Yeah.
Because Passover food is so bad. Oh.
No, you know what? She's in Tallahassee, so I don't really know how they're handling any of this. Yeah. But all this was revealed by this journalist who looked into the conditions. And the journalist told The Sun that Maxwell was contacted in jail by a civil rights prisoner organization called Reaching Out. Guys, why are we reaching out to Ghislaine? Guys.
Jinx.
Like, what the fuck? Something tells me Ghislaine, she's getting no pushback at all. I'm sure she's doing just fine in prison. You know what I mean? Do you see the bob that she's rocking now?
No, I didn't see it.
It's a bob.
Is it like Kim Kardashian's bob?
It's kind of like, it's sort of like a Jetsons bob.
Okay. Interesting.
So I think she's doing just fine with her and her rabbi vibes. It specifically helps Jewish prisoners and informed Ghislaine through another inmate that they would be there for her. Guys, this is not a good look for your company.
Yeah, fucking yikes. Like,
so the whole thing, people were like, wait, so is she Jewish? Maxwell's, her father, Robert, was born into an Orthodox Jewish family in Czechoslovakia, but he stopped practicing the religion before the Second World War. So I don't think he kept the faith, but still considered himself Jewish.
Well, but it's like, gee, I wonder why you would stop practicing Judaism before World War II.
Or two. Yeah, there's a connection there. But now she's bringing it back, so she's re-honoring. But it is like, I feel like that was just a perfect little story to end this week's episode.
Oh my God, I get to start my day mad. It's fine.
I also want to look into more Reaching Out, because why are we, guys, the hour a week, even if it's just an hour, that you are spending in communications or trying to help Ghislaine's prison life?
I mean, I get that Jews are short on people right now, like 100%, but I do feel we should go for a little quality over quantity right now.
Quality control.
My God.
I don't think this is the press that is really
no
wanted, needed, or desired.
100% no. Oh my God. Well, enjoy your kosher food in prison. What can I say?
Like, we're reaching out to let you know. Enjoy the kosher food.
Yeah.
But as always, you guys can reach out to us.
There we go.
On the Facebook group, Not Another True Crime group.
And DM us on Instagram at Not Another True Crime. And you can follow me on Instagram at Sarah Labim.
You can follow me at Kashmir Dinn and Kashmir with a K. And be sure to, you know, if you think someone of your friends would like this podcast, share it with them. Give us a rate, review, follow, and, you know, pass it along.
Pass it along. And other than that, we will be back next week.
Not Another True Crime podcast is produced by Jorge Morales Pico, Sean Kilby, and Rebecca Sosmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Sarah Levine. Be sure to follow at Not Another True Crime on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send all of your emails to natc@betches.com.
Betches.